And we're good. I hit record.
Oh, you hit record.
Yes,
oh, good.
I hit record. So this is Road Clips number 5.
Yes.
Yes, maybe. 5. Okay. So we on this one, we are on our way back from the range. So we're already at the range. And because we started talking about this before we had mics on. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Why are we having this conversation before we even have any of our mics on?
Well, yeah, that was the point of setting up this road kit.
Yeah, we're going to do a whole, conversation without the audio, and then we'd have to, re-talk about every single thing.
Yep.
So, our last one, we left, and coming off of, a week and a half, solid, almost 2 weeks of not shooting or anything like that, I was having a lot of issues, shit was all, just all over
all,
the place.
Yeah, form issues, really.
Yeah, so this time around, did a lot better. Well, I changed the release that I was using.
Yes.
And
now you're back to using a release you used a while ago, which was the True Glow Detonator.
Yeah.
The single hook release.
Oh, just on a side note, as a tech question, you're only hitting negative 18. Is that
okay? Don't worry about that. Okay. I just said I can boost it in post.
Okay, I'm just making.
Yes. Don't worry.
Making sure. Don't want to get home and you'd be like, it's fucking garbage.
Can we get back to the topic?
Yeah, what?
I told you before that I'll boost it. All right, anyway, now you get to hear a husband and wife talk about shit that I already explained what I'd do later.
Whatever. So I went to the other release, and that one, after adjusting it, because, I haven't shot with it in a while.
Yeah, when you first shot it, it was on my setting, which was fully extended.
Right.
Because I got big-ass mitts. But yours, right now, it's one off the minimum, which when we go home after we pick up our son, I'm going to just set it to the minimum because you do need it just to be pulled back a little bit more. So, but
yeah, well, I've
you
also
did shoot way, way better.
I also loosened it around my wrist because I have a habit of if something is not cutting off the circulation on me, I have it that tight, then it's going to magically come off for some reason. I don't know where I got that from. Tying my shoes, I have to have them tighter. They're magically going to come off.
See, that's one of the things. I also want to try, I think it's called the True Fire Hardcore.
Okay.
Which is basically the style setup you're using right now with the True Glow Detonator.
Okay.
It's a single hook style, but it's one of those, it doesn't have Velcro and that type of strap setup. So you don't know the exact measurement every time you're putting it on. It could be different.
Okay.
Whereas the True Fire Hardcore is a leather belt and buckle, so you hit the same hole every time. And dick joke right there.
I can't help it, sorry. Listen, Humbug laughs every time we do
that. Yeah, it's fine. But, I think it's a lot harder with the ones that are Velcro to make sure you're putting your release on exactly the same every single time.
Yeah, that's what I need, because that Velcro, I kept readjusting it to get then I get in the right spot, and then if I take it off, then I have to go through the whole process again of readjusting.
You readjusted it a couple times, and by the last couple, it had slid so far up your hand that the main lower knuckle of your thumb was almost covered by the release that had slid so far up your hand.
Yeah.
So, which means it's way too damn loose.
I also was trying to loosen it some more because I just really over-tighten the crap out of it sometimes.
Oh, with that type of release, it needs to be, snug.
I gotta find, the sweet spot for it.
Yeah, well.
So, yeah, besides that, and then fixing a lot of my form issues, which you explained.
Yes. If anybody watched the video that Stephanie put up when we did our podcast at the house on Sunday, I kind of explained Stephanie's problem with either tucking the shoulder or too much bend in the elbow. So as she was, getting herself set, I was kind of, all right, straighten that elbow out and, she wasn't, today you didn't tuck your shoulder at all.
No, because I was trying to go through and see what I was doing with my upper body this time.
Right.
So it's, and plus I was trying to pay more attention to how I had my left arm.
Right. Yeah, but today, for the most part, it was because you were shooting 4 arrows in a row. So by your 4th arrow, your elbow, the bend in your elbow increased.
Yeah.
You got to get that arm to just turn sideways This way your elbow's almost vertical, so you have a very, very minimal bend in the elbow.
I find that shooting one after the other, my arm does get exhausted.
Yeah, well,
very
you're shooting
quickly.
Too many. That's why I always tell you, only shoot three.
Yeah. You know, I also got to build up the strength in my left arm. I think I got to start working more specific muscle groups.
Right.
That I might not be working as much as I should if I'm doing this kind of...
Yeah.
So, I mean, because, you know, I've been doing exercises and everything like that and, you know, every day. But I think I need to get more specific with weight-wise so they get stronger.
Do a lot of laterals, which you need to do. A lot of lateral lifts with, like, 10-pound dumbbells.
Yeah, like that's actually my weakest.
Do a pause at the top because it'll simulate more than what your bow obviously weighs.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so it's, well, wait, was this one heavier than the Stinger? Or...
Yes.
Yeah.
So by a pound and change.
Yeah.
Stinger was a feather. This thing's almost, this thing was a pound, your Evolve is a pound, 1.2 pounds heavier. But it wasn't much. I mean, the bow's like 4.2 pounds. Your Stinger was like 3.1.
Yeah.
It was super light.
Right.
So, I mean, it wasn't a huge increase in weight.
But even that
but
little
bit. But you also have a stabilizer that's actually lighter and properly made where all the weight's out on the nose of it. You know, because the wick sticks are made fantastic-wise.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of stuff is, like, the same. Like, you have the same exact... sight, you have the newer version, which is slightly heavier because it's got the dial on it instead of that stupid wing nut
so
that you have to loosen and tighten. I mean, so realistically, the bow is probably 3/4 of a pound, maybe a full pound heavier,
mm-hmm.
just because of some of the weight you lost off on the stabilizer.
Okay. So, yeah. So,
you were running the same amount of weight before. You were running 3 ounces out front,
yeah.
but the body of the stabilizer on your 9-inch stabilizer was heavier than the 12-inch body that's on the wick stick.
Right. No, I gotcha. So, it's a little bit, it's still adjustments. I mean, it still is a new bow I'm getting used to.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm still kind of, getting everything together and kind of getting myself set up.
Right.
So that's my side of things. And then your side of things is...
I broke more shit.
Yeah, as I say, breaking as much shit as we possibly can break.
Yes.
Which we got to, you know, I keep saying this. And it's kind of like joking, but in an undertone, it's kind of in a serious note that we need to start buying in bulk knocks and quick fletches.
Yeah, I shoot them off.
You know, as much as you shoot them off, I wonder if they'd give us an actual bulk discount if we bought enough of them.
NAP Direct.
Yeah. Hi, excuse me. You know, my husband keeps shooting the same.
Right. Well, the only thing now is, like, before we were using NAP quick spin, quick fletches.
Right.
And now we're just using the standard quick fletches. Actually, we've been buying the ones with the blazer vanes on them now.
Yeah.
So... instead of the quick spins. I the quick spins, you know, they seem to do their thing, but I've really found no viable improvement in my group. You know, I'm kind of consistent. Yeah, that the quick spins for me don't seem to make any sort of difference. I'll cluster 6 arrows in an 1.5-inch spot.
Right. So. Well, then it also comes down to that if we're not just trying to replace one and we're like, okay, we're just going to do all of them, all the
right.
half or dozen arrows that we have, then we'll just go and try something different.
Right.
And see how those go. I mean, we're not dead set on trying to stay with the same thing.
Well, actually, yeah, speaking of that now, I'm the Easton fanboy that I am has actually bought arrows that are not Eastons. I've been saying it for a while. I wanted to try Black Eagle arrows and whatnot. And obviously today I broke another FMJ.
Another one.
Yes. So
I feel like we need to put that Queen song
just,
in the background. Another one bites
well,
the
this
dust.
One wasn't just I shot the knockoff or I shot the vein off it. You know,
well, you did shit the knockoff.
Yeah, well, this one I mangled the back of the arrow.
Yes, you did.
So this arrow's junk now.
Yes, it is.
So I asked the guy at guy that runs our range here at Saluda River in the Greenville area. And, you know, asked him, do you have 300 spine arrows? Because I use 300 spine If anyone needs to learn about spine, there's spine charts. We did a whole episode about it. Most spine charts are only relative to 330 feet per second IBO. My bow ranks at 348, almost 350.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go up to the next step. So, but he had 300 spine arrows in stock.
Yeah.
He had 1 6-pack left of them. And he's a Black Eagle dealer, which was cool. I was like, okay, yeah, definitely. I've been wanting to try these.
Yeah, so it kind of worked
so
out.
I got
and they were cheaper than the FMJs.
Yes. They're better priced than the FMJs. They are carbons. They are not infused arrows. So it's not carbon and aluminum. These are just straight carbon arrows. But I got a 6-pack of Black Eagle carnivores at a 1,000th straightness. So, which is good. And they're bare shafts and stuff like that. So that's probably like that's one of the good reasons why the price was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to go buy a 6-pack of the NAP Quitch Fletches like we've been using. Some orange knocks for it. This way everything is all black and orange.
I got to look online at NAP because we've always relied on in-store. I got to see if they have anything online, if they have it on their website or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, they have those new Hellfire Veins, I think it's called.
Yeah,
they basically
I think so.
Look like, I think the AAE... Max Hunters, which they're kind of like a more sharp edge. They're not rounded.
Right.
They kind of look like those. AAE needs to come out with quick fletches. Their fletchings are...
Yeah. And, I mean, with as much as you rip them off, quick fletching them is probably works out. Which we still want to actually get our own jig and fletch our own arrows with, you know, the quick fletches. And I want to try a four-fletch setup.
Yeah, that I want to try.
That I want to definitely try. That should be interesting.
Man. Maybe we should try that with these carnivores. I'll go get a jig and I'll do a four-fletch setup on the carnivores.
You go do a jig? What?
Do a jig. maybe do some four-fletches instead.
You are part Irish.
Yes, I am.
And Irish.
Irish and
jig.
English and Italian. Apparently, whatever. Whatever so, these DNA tests pop up.
Okay, well, if you want to do that, see, we're coming up on time limit.
Yeah,
so it's not exactly...
All right, so we'll do that. We'll do the jig stuff after the...
Yeah, because we need to be set up for the event.
Right.
To make sure that we're not on the mountain to be like, oh, crap, we need to reset everything. I mean, afterward, we can do everything. Which is fine, which is actually what I want to do. I'd rather fletch our own stuff and be able to do different kind of setups. I think, didn't we see that it was John Dudley again. He put on his three different setups that he's used on his arrows. So he's done a 3-fletch, a 4-fletch, and then a 6-fletch.
I think his son is actually shooting a 6-fletch right now.
A 6-fletch?
Yep.
That's insane.
Awesome.
I mean, does it really make that much of a difference? Like,
for
six?
The thing I've seen, like a lot of guys, and I've seen, who was it? Josh Bomar. He did all crazy setups, like a 6-fletch where all 6 fletches were together, like the one Dudley showed in his photo.
Right.
A 6-fletch where the fletchings were staggered. So there was.
I haven't seen this.
Yeah, Josh, I don't know if he posted a video or. I know I watched a video of him doing it, but where it was. 3 fletches where you'd normally have them, and then 3 fletches in front of it. He had them, you know, 6 fletches where it was, you know, they were stacked on top of each other, where they were offset from each other to try to make them turn harder. But it was also in preparation for their turkey hunts because they used those gigantic ass broadheads that are meant
to
shear the turkey's head clean off.
Yeah.
So.
I think we've posted a video of that too.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Which is actually, it's pretty cool to watch. Huh. I'll have to look that up. That's actually interesting. I've only actually seen the way Dudley has set them up.
Yeah, yeah. The Bomars do a lot of stuff with that stuff. And I mean,
what's the worst that can happen? It just doesn't work out? Or you can find out
much.
That a different setup that no one else is doing actually works out pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean,
everyone that runs standard arrows runs 3-fletch. And now there's people experimenting with 4s. Different angles, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not set in stone of how things should be and shouldn't be.
Yeah, well, you got to learn what works for each person, each arrow, and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like I said in the podcast on Sunday about, you know, bear shaft tuning. Right. You can do a silver sharpie on a carbon arrow and find out this arrow likes to turn left, so I'm going to throw a left helical on this one, shoot the next arrow. That arrow likes to turn right, so you're going to throw a right helical on that.
Right.
One. So, or, you know, a 1 or 2 degree pitch on the vane, whatever you want to call it.
We'll have to do some experimenting. That'll be interesting because we could do different setups on our own arrows and then kind of come back with how we did with them. Post right. pictures while we're doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's an idea. I'll have to, have you already looked up the prices for the jigs and stuff like that?
Yeah, they're not bad.
No?
Like, I can get a boning jig. I think it's boning. Oh, whatever. I butcher names all the time. I think they're about $40, $45. And then they sell the adapter plates for it that you can buy one jig and it'll do a right helical, left helical.
Right.
You know, this way you don't have to buy multiple jigs for it.
And they're not that big either.
It's a single jig and meant to do one arrow at a time.
Okay. So it won't take that much. Because, I mean, we don't really exactly have a... when we first moved down here, we just kind of got an apartment to fit. The four of us. And so we don't really have the extra room set up for all of our little hobbies that we do. So we like to have them kind of stored, which, you know, a lot of people don't have. You're not going to get this gigantic house or apartment to accommodate all of your, you know, whatever else you do.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of things have to be stored. So that's basically what we're looking for is that... even our podcasting stuff, it gets stored in a certain area, not on the floor, because we have kids, and I don't feel like them breaking any of the stuff that we buy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and the same thing, like, with all my bow sling stuff, I have them all stored away in, you know, a certain cabinet when I'm not using them.
Yeah, if you came to our house and looked for liquor, you'd be very disappointed when you open the liquor cabinet, and it is absolutely full of paracord.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're not big. We don't drink a wide variety. Like, we don't need to have stocked.
No.
Amounts of liquor. We're not huge drinkers. I mean, we have some when we do our podcast, and I maybe have, you know, a beer a day during the week.
If that.
Especially, maybe two if the kids have really been giving me a hard time after they're sleeping. Yep. But we're not huge. Like, if we go through the whole week without drinking, and just it doesn't really bother us much. So, you know, it's with the jig, we look at the, compactability,
compact size,
yeah, but there's another word that I'm looking for, I don't know, I'll figure it out, and we kind of see, you know, how big something is, of how, like, we wouldn't be able to get
the Blitzenberg, like, six-pack jig?
No,
giant-ass thing?
I'm thinking, like, a bow press.
Oh, the press, yes.
Yeah, like, that we could never have in our house right now.
That won't get when we get a house with a garage.
I'm just shooting out examples of what,
right? Yeah, yeah.
You know, certain things that we have.
Well, that's why we have, I mean, the guys at Saluda River have been taking care of us very well. I mean, they did both of your bows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to order my strings this week to make sure that's done completely. And, I mean, no problem. We go in there, like, oh, yeah, no problem. We'll get somebody on it. Oh, here's your bow. Half hour later, you're shooting. Brand new strings.
Yeah.
They come out. They set your peep sight in place and, you know, all the stuff. So it's, you know, well, that's one of the reasons why we like them so much.
Yeah, you know, and it's just a note on shops. It's, you know, you run into some of those shop owners who are just straight assholes. And, you know, it kind of sucks because even if the shooting's pretty good, you still got to deal with them, you know, every time you go there. And it's really nice, though, that we happen to run into shop
that's... two places back-to-back that have been awesome, so...
Yeah, that have, you know, it's been very accommodating for what we need as far as distance and hours and, you know, what they have on stock. And, you know, and the owner and the people who work there are really nice. They're, you know... not just assholes. I mean, that's, like, probably the best way to describe it, really. So it's actually really nice when you can find a shop that works for you. So on that note, I am actually going to have to cut us off because we are close to where we need to go. Because I know I'll just keep talking. So, until probably tomorrow, because we're going to go shooting tomorrow.
Are we?
I would like to.
We go to Academy Sports then from picking our son up? Or Sports Academy? Yeah, Academy Sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
so
you want to buy those?
Fletches.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I could set that up.
Oh, you wanted to set that up before our next shooting?
Well, at least I can get the arrows done and then hand it to him and say, here, I need these cut at 29.
Then why don't we just go today?
That's what I was asking. Can we go after we pick
Anthony
up? Oh,
I thought you meant, like, tomorrow.
No, now.
Okay, lost in translation. You know, and it's funny because I'm actually trying to... I was originally trying to learn German for a while, and I'm still going through everything, and I'm trying to learn Russian right now. So, I mean, I'm having tough times with English, so... God help Anthony on this.
What are you
gonna
like hashtag Bandrew or blame Bandrew, whatever the hell it was that we made a joke of in Humbug's show?
No, I don't know because I don't really. I'm not in his
words
discussions.
Are hard.
Well, words are hard.
Words
yeah.
are hard, and someone in the comments put hashtag blame Bandrew.
Yeah, yeah, we can do that. But okay, I really get it because we'll just keep going. Okay, till tomorrow. Okay, bye.